It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Instead of coming up roses in Willesden, England every June, it comes up worms. The small town in western England hosts the annual Worm Charming Championships. Each contestant gets a 9 square meter of earth and attempts to raise as many worms as possible in a half hour. 11-year-old Nicholas O'Malley won last year. He says there are many ways to charm a worm.
Some people use drums and scare the worms to the top. Others dance, and some play musical instruments.
But Nicholas prefers another technique. He and his grandfather stick a pitchfork in the ground and strike it again and again. The vibrations bring the worms out of hiding.
My granddad was shaking the worms, banging the fork with a stick, and I grabbed the worms. I caught 337 worms.
Worm charmers have to adhere to some strict rules. The use of water to moisten the soil is strictly prohibited. And contestants who attempt to increase their number of worms by cutting the creatures in half are immediately disqualified. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.